Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind. We're brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios here on a terrific Saturday in NoCo. Going to be fun on the show today. Going to catch up with a lot of folks. Greg Brock, the Loveland Red Wolves head baseball coach and former Dodgers. So I was all excited to talk to Greg because I grew up basically at Dodger Stadium. So talk to Greg here in the first segment. Jaden Stone, Eaton senior, the center fielder for the number one team in the state. Jaden Stone is going to jump on with us in the second segment. Segment three, Carter Evans, Resurrection Christian Jr. will talk to us about his season so far. And then we'll wrap it up with Zach Rabel, the trackster out at Eaton High School. He's a jumper, folks, high jumper, long jumper, triple jump, all of that good stuff from Zach Rabel. So thank you to Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Look for the big Napa sign on the front of the store. All your Napa parts, all your parts. It's Gould Parts. Stick it up on the fridge. 454-3355. All right, let's get to it right now. Greg Brock, love this interview. I'm an old Dodger fan. Got to catch up with the Loveland baseball coach. Here's Greg Brock. Coach Brock, how are you this morning?
Doing well.
Hey, this is going to get weird for me because I'm a huge Dodger fan. Grew up in L.A., season tickets from, I think, 69 to 81, right before you got to L.A. out there. So we're going to talk a little Dodger baseball, but give me the Greg Brock rundown, man, and tell me where I'm wrong here. Think you're born in Oregon, you're a University of Wyoming grad. Then, of course, you get hooked up, you play Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers for a while, and all of that winds you up back here in Colorado. Give me the Greg Brock rundown. How did all of that occur?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Oregon. My dad was my baseball coach all the way through.
Yep.
My senior year in high school, I had no offers to play baseball.
Wow.
Until mid-June. The University of Wyoming contacted my father and offered me a scholarship. And in our financial situation at that time, that's pretty much, I knew where I was going. And had a great time, great 4 years, and have a lot of credit goes to Jim Jones and the Wyoming baseball program. It taught me how to work hard, how to develop, and drafted out of there, and then my pro career followed after that.
At University of Wyoming, did that give you a little look? You know, hop, skip, and a jump away here from NoCo. Did that give you a look at Northern Colorado a little bit?
And that's how we ended up back here.
Sure.
Obviously, I love the state of Wyoming. It's still my favorite state. I do a lot of hunting, fishing, camping, all that stuff out of Wyoming. But their weather can be a little bit harsh in the wintertime. And just from the experiences of driving down to northern Colorado during the spring when it was too nasty to work out on a Sunday up there, we'd come down with a bunch of guys and we'd find a field and we'd work out down here getting ready for baseball. So I had a little taste of northern Colorado at that time. So the years through pro ball, moving to Wisconsin, loved the state of Wisconsin, but the weather, again, was just too harsh for us, and brought my wife back here for the first time, and she fell in love with Northern Colorado, too.
Yeah, a lot of people do, there's no doubt. Talk about building a great program at Mountain View. I mean, really built it from the ground up over there. 10 years at Mountain View, 9 times to the playoffs, and a state championship in the mix there, too. How much fun was that to build a program?
It's really sort of when you're a high school coach or any kind of coach, to start at a new program was pretty much how you would want to do it. And I was very fortunate to be able to step in there. It really close to my home. I was able to work on that field a lot. And then just build a program from the bottom up. I retired from there, I think, in 2010, and then my son and my son-in-law got me back into coaching at Loveland in 16. So I had a little 5-year break there. In between my coaching, but my years at Mountain View will always be remembered, and still have some great friendship from coaches and players that went through there.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about your staff, too. Your brother or your son, Casey, son-in-law, your daughter, Taylor, married to Alex and Naya. Alex, and you kind of, didn't you guys do something at Mead?
Yeah, we started at Mead and enjoyed our 1 year there. We're not looking to leave there. Their facilities are great.
Sure.
The kids were great. And it just so happened that he got a job in Fort Collins, and he moved into a house that's only 5 minutes from Loveland High School. And for me, it was almost the same distance either way from where we live, but it was, for him, it was so much more convenient. That job opened up the next year, and so we ended up just taking that job more for the convenience and the location than anything else.
Greg, real quick, talk to you. We're talking with Greg Brock, the Loveland baseball coach out here, former Major League Baseball player, 10 years, I think, in the majors with the Dodgers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Talk about, my favorite place. Of course, I'm biased. I grew up, the best baseball park in the world is Dodger Stadium. Dodger dogs, you get the whole thing down there. Vin Scully, you get everything. Talk about playing at Dodger Stadium, playing with the Dodgers. Who were your buddies on the team? I mean, we're talking about guys like Fernando. You were there when Fernando Valenzuela was a bigwig. Oral Hershiser, the infield with the Penguin and Russell and Sachs and Garvey. Crazy times. Who were the guys you kind of hung around? Who were your buddies?
Well, I mean, when I got there, Garvey was gone, obviously, and Ronce and Davey Lopes were all gone at that time.
They were, okay.
Bill Russell was in his last year, I believe, last year or two with the Dodgers. Fernando Valenzuela, I came up with Steve Sachs and Oral Hershiser,
sure.
Dave Anderson, those guys, Kenny Landro, really, they were all a bunch of great guys. A friend of mine, I mean, Sachs, obviously, through the years, I was friends with him and his brother Dave,
sure.
Who actually got some time up with the Dodgers also, and then Hershiser came all the way up with me and some other guys. So, they were just all good friendships. Dusty Baker was one of the, one of a sort of a mentor, him and Bill Russell. They were the veterans at that time when I came in and enjoyed playing with all. Got to play with Pete Carrero, who was just an outstanding talent.
That's for sure.
And then Bob Welch and Jerry Royce and all those guys were basically the guys when I broke in that helped me along.
Boy, that's fun stuff. There's no doubt about it. Any guys that you still stay in touch with?
Oh, there's a few. Not a lot. It's sort of a funny profession. In fact, you get together with them on old-timers and fantasy days. But, pretty much everybody came from different parts of the country. And the way you bounce around in the league, yes, you're friends and you hang out and sort of you get to know their families. I mean, Dave Anderson, him and his family, we still have a little contact with. And Bill Schroeder from the Brewers, he went on to be an announcer. So I see him when he comes into town once in a while. Dale Swaim, who I played with the Brewers. But more running into guys when you go back to reunions and you go back to visit different areas. Ran into Mark Lee, who was a pitcher with us in the Brewers when we were over in Grand Junction. He's now a pitching coach at UCCS, I believe it is, down in Colorado Springs. So, you run into guys, it's like you've never been away, but you've all gone your separate ways into your separate lives. Yeah.
Very, very cool stuff. All right, let's talk about your Red Wolves here. So far, good season for you, 8-3 to begin. Last two were a couple of tough ones against Fossil Ridge and Legacy, but beginning of the season, you guys roll out 8 wins in 9 games, Greg. Good start for you guys. Where are we at right now? What do you like about your team? What do you still need to work on?
Well, it's a good group of guys, and actually, we're still pretty young. I mean, for overall, we started a lot of juniors and a sophomore. A couple sophomores start. You say you're young, but you're also, these guys have been, the juniors have been playing since their freshman year. We've had they're a well-talented group and we were sort of down 3 years ago, and so the freshmen jumped in, and so experience-wise, they're there. Our strength is our pitching and our defense.
Sure.
We're not going to outslug anybody. We get in trouble if we have to get into games like, well, the good example is Fossil Ridge. You've got to play in 40-mile-an-hour winds.
That's you not know, baseball, yeah.
We're a singles-hitting team here and there, run the bases, utilize our team speed. You get in a game like that, and we didn't hit as many fly balls as they did, and wind just takes care of that ball when it's 40 miles an hour. So, you know, some of that stuff you just got to throw out the window. But overall, our strengths are going to be our pitching and our defense. We're not, you know, we were winning a lot of games early, 4-3, 3-1, 3-2, and you know, we've got some very good arms. If they're throwing strikes, they're going to keep us in a lot of games.
Those windy days have to harken you back to Candlestick a little bit, right?
Well, or even back to Laramie's where you really.
Oh, that's probably true. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, no doubt about it. But you're talking about your staff too, Garrett Harstead, multi-sport athlete. I mean, he does it all. Hudson Bogusser's been terrific for you. Walker Emmons. I mean, you're right. It's a good group. Who's the leader when you're not yelling at these guys and you're not on them? Who are the guys that take over on the field for you? Who are the players that lead?
Well, Garrett's a good leader for us. You know, we got a first baseman who stepped up and you know, he gets DH'd for a lot, but his attitude's been great, and he's been a team leader. It's been Cam Moyer, and you know, those guys are guys that try to hold everybody else accountable. They're competitors. They like to win, and you know, those are the guys you look for. They're the guys that are going to go out there and give their 100% each and every day, you know, that's all we're trying to get them to do is to play 100%. You know, you're not going to win every game, but you can give 100% effort, and those guys will do that.
Absolutely. The FRL, tough league, there's no doubt about it. This looks like a pretty, kind of up for grabs this year. You just took on Legacy, who's number 3 in the coaches poll. But, of course, you know, Coach Bullock over at Rocky Mountain, you got to always put him in the mix. Wag's doing his thing at Fort Collins. So this is a great conference, a tough one. You got to be ready to come play every day, right?
Yeah, this is one of the toughest conferences I've been involved in my 23 years of coaching through different leagues and through different states. It's just, you cannot let up with anybody. I don't care what their record is. A good example, the first year we were 5-5, I think, and a team came in 1-10 and
sure,
thumped us pretty good. So we learned right off the bat that you don't get up for a game in this league, and you could beat, that same year we got thumped by the last place team. We beat the number 1 team in the state at that time.
Right.
Was Mountain Range. So, yep. I mean, yep. It's like that in this league. You get the wrong pitching matchups and you don't play well, you can get beat by anybody. I mean, Legacy, yeah, we ended up with a little lopsided score, but going into the fifth inning, we're 2-1. So,
sure.
And made a couple errors to give them their 2 runs. So it could have been a whole different ball game. And so we made a couple mistakes, and it cost us, and that's what happens in this league.
Coach, great start. You've 8 wins in 11 games. Keep it rocking and rolling. And thank you so much for the trip down memory lane. And thank you so much for what you do with our kids out there as a great mentor for them. We appreciate you.
All right, Clark. Thank you.
And that was Greg Brock, a head baseball coach out at Loveland High School, Dodger for 5 years, I think, 5 or 6 years, and then a Milwaukee Brewer for the other half of his 10-year Major League Baseball career, and cool stuff. Built that Mountain View program, and now he's killing it at Loveland High School. So cool stuff. Thank you to the Tatanka Grill on the road. The Tatanka Grill is the place to go, folks. They're going to knock it out of the park for you. Made from scratch food in a restaurant-style kitchen. How do you get that on the road? You go to the Tatanka Grill. Got you covered in Kersey at the Kramer's Wedge Store. Also in Eaton and Greeley at the U Phillips. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Jaden Stone, speaking of Eaton, the Eaton center fielder are going to jump on with us. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, Prep 3-1, on a Saturday morning here in NoCo. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. Thank you to, we also talk about the Tatanka Grill, but Kramer's Wedge Store. How about a $100 free gas card each week? You can get it at Kramer's Wedge Store. Get out there, spend $15 or more, gas, food, whatever you want to make it. You got to go inside the store to pay. Every time that you spend $15 or more each day, you go. They get a free entry into that. At the end of the week, they pick one number, one name out of there. You could win a $100 gas card, drive for free, eat for free, all coming to you from Kramer's Wedge Store and the wonderful Tatanka Grill. All right, caught up with Jaden Stone, the center fielder. He patrols that vast center field for the Eaton Reds out there, the number one team in the state, the best number two hitter in the state, I call him, Jaden Stone. He jumps on the program with us right now. Here's the Jaden Stone interview. Jaden, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for jumping on with us. That looks like a beach ball that you're hitting right now, doesn't it? 526, my friend. You must be feeling pretty good, seeing things pretty good at the plate right now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm just having fun up there. It's been a really good year so far.
That's what it's about, right, Jaden? Is just going out, having fun, seeing it, hitting it, knocking it around the park a little bit, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just get the job done for the guys behind me.
Jaden, you roam center fielder. I haven't seen guys cover the center field like you. How do you prepare for the wind we've been having?
Our coaches do a really good job. Our outfield coach, Coach Duncan, he does a good job of getting us out there with hitting us fungos, hitting us fly balls. It's kind of been nice having it on days we have practice because we'll get outside and get a little work in. So kind of just got to read it through the air and make a play, you know?
It's not real baseball when it's this windy, though. It's crazy out there. I know if it were me getting up in the morning, I'd look outside, and if I saw the wind, I'd be like, oh, my God, I got to go roam that entire outfield and try to figure out where the ball is going to go. But check this out, man. So last year, and I'll take you back to last year a little bit, you were leading off for the Reds, and they switched you in the order and put you in the two-hole. And it made you explode last year. I mean, you had a terrific second half of the season. And you're picking that up again this year. You got Benny Richter in front of you as a leadoff hitter. One, how do you like hitting behind Ben? And two, you just seem to flourish in that two role. How much do you like that?
Yeah, I love the two hole. I mean, coaches put me in a really good spot where I can succeed. And hitting behind Ben is just great because Ben's having a great year as well. And with him getting on base, it gives me the opportunity to either drive him in or move him up a little bit when he's on base. And then I think we have the best middle half probably in the state with Walker, Tate, Ryder, Dirk, and then everybody below us. We have a really good lineup, 1 through 9. So if I can get on base, I know I can trust the guys behind me that will drive me in and get some runs.
Jane, your anticipation in center field on balls is terrific. Do you normally know your pitchers well enough to know what pitch is coming and how to defend good hitters?
Yeah, especially with our pitchers, we got a little velo behind us, so we kind of know which way to shade, especially when a fastball is coming, and we do a good job of having our middle infielders relay out the pitch to us. So we can kind of move based pitch to pitch, and I can kind of let my other corner outfielders know where we should be playing, and we kind of know what hitter's up, what part of the lineup we're in, so we just kind of think play by play, pitch by pitch.
Hey, senior year for you, Hastings College, committed in January. Is that still a thing? Are we still going to be a Bronco?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's really cool stuff. So now you don't have to worry about showcasing or anything like that. Talk to me about club ball, Jaden, and how important that was to you, and different organizations that would showcase you. I think Five Tool Colorado was a big one for you.
Yeah, I have played in a few Five Tool tournaments. They've been big for me. My club team, I play on BB Elite. It's a new organization out of Fort Collins. I play there with Ben Richter, actually.
You do? All right.
Yeah, and it's been a really good opportunity. We've gone to a bunch of different states and played in front of a lot of different scouts. We got really good video out of there and just everything. They've helped me a lot, and so has Coach Hernandez with the high school team. I played summer ball here until my junior and senior year, so he's helped me a lot as well, so it's been great.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How did you make the decision on Hastings, and were there some other colleges that were in the mix for you?
Yeah, I had a lot of other offers. Hastings just kind of, I stepped on campus, and I kind of felt at home. I really enjoy the coach. Coach Skipper out there has been really helpful to me and has kind of told me where I'll be in the program, and I like where I see myself in a few years, so just kind of helped me make the decision there.
And Jaden, have you decided what you're going to study?
I'm kind of still up in the air. I really like the sports media. I really like what you guys do. I feel like that'd be a really cool opportunity for me if I could get into that. They have a good program out there. So
you're terrific. Jaden, you're terrific on the air, too. So, yeah, you could do this.
That would be a good choice.
Yeah, there's no
doubt.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right. So here's the this is the lottery question for the day.
Okay.
The Reds, who are scoring 13 runs a game, you guys are one of the best offensive teams in the state. You have 31 mm-hmm. extra base hits. You guys have not hit a home run yet. On this season, who's going to be the first Red? I mean, there's all kinds of guys on this team that can go deep. Your guess, who's going to be the first Red to launch one this year?
Oh, man, I don't know. We actually talked about this the other day at practice.
You did.
We had a JV guy, Zach Mask, hit one before any of us. Nobody's betting on that. And so, I mean, if I had to guess, I'd have to go, I think Tate.
Yeah, I see. I'm right with you. Tate's having a great offensive start.
Everything he hits is pieced up, and the ones he gets up in the air, he just misses. So I think he's going to get one within these next couple games.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. You're going to be the next guy to score a run. I think that's going to be the first run today. Well, maybe Benny gets the run, but
I think Ben will get the run. Yeah,
maybe Benny gets the run, and Jaden knocks him in.
And dude, from the two hole, you got 11 ribbies so far in 9 games. So you got to be happy with your production too, right?
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah, the bottom half of the lineup is doing a really good job of turning it over for me and Ben. So.
Yeah.
Great.
That's what Ben did last year. I said last year, okay, he's the best 9-hole hitter in the state, and that's when you have that. You're right. Those the 1, 2, 3 guys, they can drive some runs in because that bottom of the order is going to be sitting on base when they get there. I also think you have the best 2-out hitter in the state in Dirk Duncan.
Oh yeah, 100%. Even coming back from last year too,
sure.
It's been incredible already this year too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Other sports for you, Jaden? Are you baseball all the time now, or still? I know you played basketball this year, but going forward, you're a baseball guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought about basketball. Basketball is kind of my first sport, but yeah, I'm baseball all the way now.
How about Lucas? How about your younger brother? What's is he a baseball guy as well?
He's a big baseball guy. He loves basketball, too, so I don't really know what he's going to do, but it's been fun playing with him these last couple of years. He got a start the other day in left field. It's
Did
been
he
a
really?
With him.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And there is a little basketball in your family.
Yeah.
Grandpa, terrific coach.
Yeah, it's incredible to hear everybody. It seems like everywhere I go, everybody knows Coach Stone, so it's really cool.
Yeah, Gary Stone, Weld Central. Made history out there. I'm sure they probably have named a street after him or something out there. But, you know, terrific coach, and I know he's really proud of his grandkids.
Hey, Jaden, before we let you go, big man, looking around the conference, you know, UH is always a great rival for the Reds. But do you take a peek at the other teams, see how they're doing, see how they're hitting, how they're pitching? I mean, look at Sterling. They're giving up less than 2 runs a game so far. Do you look at the rest of the league, or do you just keep your eyes on the pinstripes in Eaton?
I think we're always looking around, looking at what's next. I think right now we're focused on Reds right now, who we got
sure.
today. And like we talked about it yesterday at practice, we're going in there looking for the first out, and then we're going to the next play, and we're going to focus game at a time because we got a big tough stretch coming up for us here. So it'll be fun.
All right. The composition of this team, the attitude, just the wherewithal of this team, how does it compare to the state champions last year? Do you think you guys are in as good a spot, or maybe even a better spot this year?
I think we're in a great spot. Last year we were really good. We had a really good group of seniors to lead us, but this year we have – I don't even know, a lot of seniors. We have a lot more than 3 like we did last year, and I think we're doing a really good job of leading this team, and our juniors have really stepped up into leadership spots, and we've had a lot of sophomores that are getting a lot of playing time, and I just think we're really tight as a group, and I think that's going to help us a lot.
Right on. Jaden, thanks for jumping in with us, man. We'll catch you on the field today. Go have a great game, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, that was Jaden Stone, the Eaton senior, going on to play at the next level. Love that stuff. Jaden Stone, terrific player. Talk about the great center fielders we have and have had here in the Patriot League. And he simply is one of those playing for the best team in the state. Reds with a 7-2 win on Thursday against Resurrection Christian. They will replay the game 2 today in that series out in Loveland. That was Jaden Stone. We'll come back in a moment. Carter Evans, speaking of Resurrection Christian, Carter Evans, their junior shortstop. This guy can flat out play baseball. He's coming up next on The Rewind here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, folks. It is a Saturday here in Northern Colorado from the Allo Communications Studios. I'm Clark Johnson with the Preps Rewind. Thank you so much to my good friends at Gould Parts. Alan, his staff, Vic, Marie, the whole gang out there, they're fantastic. Any part you need, don't go through the rigmarole. We can't find it or we'll give you the wrong part. Get it late. They'll do it for you up front right now at Gould Parts. Just knock it out of the park. Look for the big Napa sign on the front of the store. 454-3355, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street in Eaton. My good friends at Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. All right, caught up with Carter Evans. Shortstop. He's a junior. This kid can just flat out play baseball. Carter Evans, the junior. Here he is in a great interview we had with him just the other day. Carter, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. Are you at lunch right now, or are you just playing hooky?
No, I'm just playing hooky. Yeah. I walk down the hallway a little bit.
Atta baby. Get on out of there for a sec. Talk to me about this season, man. You're ripping the baseball, as you normally do. You were very impactful last year as a sophomore. Talk to me about you seeing the baseball right now and the season so far for you. Let's go offense first. How does it look to you at the plate right now?
You know, it looks pretty good. I've been seeing the ball well. Been putting the ball in play. Just helping the team out. Stepping up where I can.
Absolutely.
Carter, you're a tremendous shortstop, but you've done a lot of catching in the past as well. Do you feel at home at shortstop, or do you miss being behind the plate?
No, I for sure like shortstop better. Last year I caught quite a bit just with lack of depth in the roster, but this year for sure. Feel at home at shortstop.
All right, you're the kind of guy that growing up, you're always the best guy on the team, probably always played shortstop. I'm guessing you pitched some, you know, growing up, you know, as smaller age and stuff. But you get in there last year as a sophomore, first team All Patriot League, honorable mention All State. Those are big mentions for somebody who's a sophomore. How happy were you with your sophomore year, and how much have you progressed from sophomore to junior? It just looks like you're picking up where you left off.
Yeah, for sure. I was pretty happy with my sophomore year. I didn't have my freshman year because of COVID, so I came in there not really knowing what it was going to look like. So, I was happy. This year, for sure, I feel a lot better. I've grown physically, and I feel like I know the game more, too. So, looked up and improved.
Hey, Carter, there's some outstanding shortstops, and you obviously being among them in Northern Colorado. When you go and watch an opponent, do you watch the other shortstop when you're in the dugout? Do you try to pick up on some things?
Yeah, for sure. See what I can learn. You know, there's other stuff to learn about the game. See where I can improve on. Yeah, I feel like that's a big part of it.
And growing up, who did you, any major league guys that you said, hey, I'd like to be like that guy?
You know, I always watched Arenado as a Rocky.
Sure.
Tulo as well. I feel like those guys are pretty good baseball players.
Yeah, two pretty good ones, that's for sure.
That tells me you're a Rockies fan, is that right?
I am a Rockies fan, yes, sir.
That's all kinds of good stuff. Tell me about the 970 Sun Devils. I'm looking down this lineup. Logan Getting from UH, Nolan Hertzke from Severance, Jackson Adam from Windsor, Northridge's Gannon McGean's on that team, Platte Valley's Howdy Johnson, a lot of local kids on that team. How important is club ball for you to be seen? And just tell us about the team a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're a pretty talented team, a lot of local guys. This summer we're going to do a lot more traveling. You know, last summer was kind of just around here playing regional, getting, you know, as many looks as possible. But for sure this year we're going to some bigger tournaments, and feel like that's a big part of the recruiting process as
sure,
well.
Sure, and being seen and showcased by, you know, PBR, I go down your Twitter feed, and you got a ton of PBR stuff on there that's ranking you right up there with other guys in the state. So that's huge. I mean, everybody wants to play for their school, right, Carter? But it really is about being seen and getting to the next level, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Yep.
Talk to me about that. Have you tinkered? I know you got a whole another year to go, but have you tinkered with any thoughts of schools that you might entertain going to at the next level, or is that next year?
Yeah, for sure. I've talked to a few coaches here and there, but mostly just working on, you know, getting better right now and worrying about that this summer and this fall.
All right, new coach for you, Mike Magaro. I think he's a really smart baseball guy. I think you guys hit a home run here. He calls you, among other things, a great leader. Just a junior, of course, but leadership for you, are you a vocal guy in the field, or is it mostly just look what I'm doing, guys, and follow me as an example?
You know, I usually just lead by example. Every once in a while I'll raise my voice, you know, call guys up. But, yeah, usually just by example.
And Carter, you guys are a young team right now. What can you do to help a lot of the freshmen? And you even have a really good left-handed freshman pitcher. How's that process?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got a lot of young guys. First time at the varsity level, it's a whole new speed of the game. So just teaching them that, and helping them out where I can, and just keeping them encouraged.
All right, before we let you go, Carter, give me one thing on the Cougars this year that you like what you're doing, what the team is doing, and one thing that you think you need to work on between now and the state playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. I think we have a good culture here at Rez.
Yeah.
All the guys are pretty close. Just growing together this season. You've probably seen it. We need to focus on closing games, finishing games.
Sure.
We've been getting the early innings, just finishing out ball games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys hitting the ball well, 335, so that's good stuff. Team in the league that you want to beat the most, is it the team you're playing today?
Yeah, I think it is, for sure.
That's good stuff right there. How quick after the last pitch of the school season will you be jumping back to 970 Sun Devils?
You know, I think practice starts right away.
Like the next day, right, or something like that?
Yeah, the next day, and then I think we play a tournament the weekend after. Not quite sure on the schedule yet.
And Carter, do you know some of the places you might be traveling to this summer?
Yeah, for sure. We're going to Georgia, out to Florida.
Sure.
Sweet.
Nebraska, Missouri, I believe.
Oh, you had to throw Nebraska. You said Georgia and Florida. I got all excited, and then you threw Nebraska in there. I'm gonna throw
well,
some
Hastings.
That.
Yeah. No, well, I get
Hastings,
that. He's a lot of colleges recruit yep. around this area, as do the North Dakotas. And former teammate Zach Cook is up.
We just had Jaden Stone on, and he's going to Hastings. So yeah.
Gotcha.
We completely get that. Hey, have a great game out on the field today. Enjoy it. Don't get blown away by the wind. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay, Carter?
Thank you, guys.
All right, Carter Evans, thank you for him jumping on Resurrection Christian and the Eden Reds today. Back half of that home and home, Reds won 7-2 on Thursday, and today out in just about when we wrap up the show here, it'll be Resurrection Christian at home against the Eden Reds. Should be fun. Get on out to the ballpark and yell a little bit today. Should be fun. Should be a great day. Weather's seemingly pretty good here, so let's knock it out of the park. Thank you to Carter Evans. When we come back, the trackster, the jumper, this guy, man, what a great athlete, multi-sport athlete out at Eden High School. Zach Grable jumps on the phone with us. We'll come back with Zach in a moment from the Allo Communications Studio. It's Preps Rewind on Saturday here in Northern Colorado, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Highway, Welcome back to the program. Final segment of Prep Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Coming to you live from the Owl Communication Studios, I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. Looks like we're going to have two games next week on Preps Radio Baseball, but check in with us, Clark and the coach, Monday. Bruce Dick will be back with me Monday at 11 o'clock, so check in with us then. All right, Zach Grable, man, the football player. How many touchdowns did this cat score receiving the football this year? He can punt. He's a terrific basketball player for his dad at Eaton High School, too. And he is also a trackster, man. This guy can flat out do it. 300-meter hurdles. This guy rocks. Zach Grable jumped on the phone with us this week. Here's that interview. Zach, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Okay, let's go down the Zach Grable lifeline here. Whenever I get you on, dude, I got to talk to you about football and basketball and all the things that you do. What memory? This is a great junior year for you. Is there a memory in football or basketball that's going to stand out all year for you? And what do you really enjoy playing the most, Zach?
Oh, the moment stuck out was probably winning state back-to-back. That was just a great feeling. But if I had to choose, I'm not sure. It's probably one of the sports I'm currently playing. So right now I'd say track.
Track and field. So you're a track and field guy, kind of like what your brother Scotty did. Terrific basketball player, no question about it. Could have played at the next level, but he chose to go be a jumper, to go on to excel in track and field. So you get to the next level. I know you got a whole nother year, but kind of that's what you're thinking, that maybe your strongest suit is in the jumping gang out at Eaton for track and field.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm really enjoying track right now.
All right, yep. Fantastic stuff there. Okay, let me get you on this. Talk to me a little bit about this track and field team. What other guys can we watch? Well, first of all, let's go through you. 300-meter hurdles. I thought I saw you recently popped a new school record in that. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that your strongest event? I mean, tell us about all the things that you do track and field and kind of take us through what you think your strengths are.
My strengths, yeah, probably the hurdles because my how tall I am and then my lengthiness. But, yeah, I also compete in high jump, triple jump, and I'm also in the 4x4.
That's right, yeah, and that, and I'm looking at the results from the Eaton Red Invitational, which you had this last weekend. Boy, you guys rolled everybody in that tournament. 160 points. Rez had 81. Then Heritage Christian, Estes Valley, Sterling, Platte Valley just rolled them right through. Going towards state for you, Zach. Are there? You're just a junior. I get that, but is there anything realistically where you could say I can be a top three guy in state this year at a certain event?
Oh, I'd feel like I could get that in the hurdles.
You can. You think you can. You were nipped.
Yeah.
You were nipped this in the 300s by Trey Garcia, who's really good from Rez. That's a close one. Have you gone with against him before?
Yeah, I went. I think it was our very first meet out at Windsor, and he's gotten a lot better. He's improved. He's a very good hurdler in the 300s, and yeah, I give credit to him. He's a very good track athlete.
Certainly a guy you could see again at state in the state tournament then.
Yeah, yes, yeah, sir. Yeah, I remember him at state last year. He still placed, but I think I was ahead of him. But, yeah, I haven't beat him once this year. He's a great athlete. I give 100% credit to that guy.
Zach, talk to me about the relay teams, the 4x200, the 4x400. You guys, last week, at least in that tournament last weekend, you guys took first in those two. I think the 4x100, you guys were second to Platte Valley. The Devin Lauer led Platte Valley quickies over there. Talk to me about the three different 4x200, 4x100, 4x400 relays.
Yeah, I'm actually not in the 4x1. I'm just in the four by four and I was in the 4x2, but since I do the jumping and the hurdles, my coach usually makes me choose one or
okay.
I do one whichever one she needs me in. So at the last Eaton meet, I was in the 4x4, then my two jumps and the hurdles. But yeah, our 4x4 team smoked everyone.
That's you got brother Will on that one, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's our third leg.
Pretty cool stuff right there, no doubt about it. Bruce, go ahead.
Zach, with both high jumping and triple jumping, do you go back and forth at the meets and do a long jump and then come back to the high jump, and or do you just stay at one until one is completed?
Yeah, usually the meets have them in two different times, so which helps, because I usually go triple jump first and then go head over to high jump, which is really nice because usually I have to run the hurdles in between one or those, and then it's just really hard. But you know, it's nice having them separated. But yeah.
Well, I saw you perform at the Windsor Invite. That was really early into the track season, and you did a terrific job. That meet was huge. How does that help you guys going against the 4 and the 5A schools competition wise?
Yeah, I think it helps us a lot going against those bigger schools, a lot bigger, stronger, and faster guys, because it helps us with, like, ourselves and wanting us to get better and getting our PRs better. And then it shows when we come back to our home meet and it's not really, like, big school. So it really helps us, and I think it's all, like, the mindset, you know?
All right, there is Zachary Grable. We thank the Zach Man for jumping on the program today and talking all about Eaton track and field. They can win a state championship this year. They're loaded. Maybe they've, you know, maybe it's a year where Platte Valley with Darren Horn's club all down a little bit, and Eaton can go get a title here. This is going to be fun, no doubt about it. All right, that does it for today. Thank you to Greg Brock, the Loveland baseball coach, Jaden Stone, the senior center fielder from the Eaton Reds, Carter Evans, that junior shortstop from Resurrection Christian, and as we said, Zach Grable jumping on the Eaton Trackster. All right, we'll catch you guys Monday on Clark and a Coach. Until then, hug your kids. Have a great week. For Ryan Kelly, for Michael Kirkpatrick, all of my producers, have a great weekend. From the Allo Communication Studios, we're saying goodbye. It's Preps Rewind here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.